Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Bob Chapman in the third and fourth hour. We now have the fourth hour of the show. Joining us to talk about the economy, the world markets. We haven't had him on in a few weeks. A lot has developed. Christina Ebersole was really excited when we called her. She said she's got a lot she wants to talk about with the 9/11 dam breaking at an even more intense level. But she's traveling, flying today back to New York. She's supposed to be back, but her plane was delayed. Getting back to New York, she may end up coming on in the third hour, and I'll try to move Chapman back, or she'll end up being on Monday or Tuesday, but Ebersole's coming on. She was just traveling today, and so we'll see when she pops in during this hour. She's not answering her cell phone, so we'll see what develops with that, with the two-time Tony Award-winning actress and singer Christina Ebersole. Again, Bob Chapman joining us. We've got some really big guests coming up next week, and the week after that, surprise guest. I'll just leave it at that for you. You like Ventura? Well, these will be even bigger. I had this on disk, and then I lost it because I got so much media. But I lost it. It's just in one. I got three storage buildings of videos and tapes and documents, and a lot of them are somewhat filed. But how do you file that when you didn't have the personnel? I didn't have them. When a lot of that was filed, I had like three helpers, three comrades, three shipmates, crew. But somebody found it and put it up on the web, and so I want to play about 15, 20 minutes of it. If Ebersole pops in, we'll stop it in course. But I wanted to air some of this because you'll hear me say that they're probably going to launch an anthrax attack. Now, that's why the ADL got really upset that night and put a big alert up, headline, what the extremists are saying. And I started getting some threats after that. I don't know if they were making it, saying I better shut up, and cars following me because they thought I had intel. No, I could see them pre-preparing everybody. I mean, these guys are stick out like a sore thumb. And I'm glad that the ADL enshrined the fact that, they said Alex Jones insanely says the government's launching an anthrax attack. Because that day and in following days, I detailed it. I said, I talked about how they reported millions would die from anthrax, and I knew it wouldn't be millions because that'll happen in the real attacks later. They wanted to create the fear, pre-programmed, why you wouldn't know why you were so scared when you heard anthrax was out, because you'd forgotten that months before they'd said millions were going to die, it was going to happen. So then even though it was just dozens that died or got sick, you would then remember that. But not remember why you remembered it, because they know you've been mesmerized into us. You've been hypnotized. They admit that. That's mainline advertising marketing. The general population is in a mesmerized. You watch TV an average of a few hours a day. You spend hours in a REM state, a sleeping state. And that's scientific fact. The flicker rate was Pentagon designed. They've honed it down to the exact flicker rates they like to mesmerize you. That's how they used to hypnotize you, with a flashing light or a swinging pendulum. Much more sophisticated than that. I mean, it's a fact. Your brain waves lower. And so they're hitting you with all of this. And so I am not hypnotized. And it just sends me into a rage. Some people are always immune to this stuff. And I'm not totally immune to all the propaganda, but certain types just, it's like I have an allergy to it. I mean, it's always been like that. Even before I knew how I was being lied to or the nature of the New World Order, it would irritate me. And I always instinctively knew they were liars when I was a little kid, and I always would just instinctively start blurting out what they were really doing. I don't know how I do it, but now as I get more knowledge, it gets scarier and scarier. But the problem is I can't even articulate their full plan. It's like a huge battle spectrum, war map laid out that's like three-dimensional. And then multi-layered, making it four-dimensional. So I want you to listen to this. Listen to this. We'll be right back. I'm going to leave you.
Hey, Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have an eyewitness coming up at this break. If his cell phone holds, Jim Wright, we also have a landline for him, but landlines aren't working too well. There are massive phone line and digital phone line disturbances across the country. We're having trouble connecting via ISD in line to Liberty Works Radio Network based in Maryland. Are we connected with them yet? We will continue to bring you all of this information. I know we're carried by a lot of stations that don't normally carry the show because they know that I have been predicting this for years. If you go to InfoWars.com, you'll find some interesting evidence there. The story from back in April out of the Baltimore Sun where the Joint Chiefs of Staff were caught wanting to blow up civilian airliners, attacked the Marines at Guantanamo Bay using an army company disguised as Cubans, bomb Washington, D.C. We have the James Bamford story, best-selling author, former 2020 executive with the CIA and NSA documents. The feds wanted to blow up civilian airlines, wanted to bomb Washington, wanted to shoot people in Miami as a pretext to invade Cuba in 1962. That is on InfoWars.com, mainstream, but Kennedy said no. 6 months later, his head was blown off. We have become a different society in 2001. Back in 1993, it was in the New York Times, October 28th, that the feds trained the bombers, trained the drivers, cooked the bomb, and allowed that bombing to go forward. They got caught because one of the informants recorded the FBI telling him to let the bombing go forward because he was worried about being framed for it. What am I saying? I'm saying who stands to gain from this? Who has the motive? Who can bring you martial law and destroy your freedom? The government. It's not our government. Stay with us. All right, ladies and gentlemen, in the last hour I was on with Derry Brownfield, who will be joining us a little bit later in the show, syndicated talk show host. We talked to Jim Wright, one of my family friends, who is an investment banker who lives in Fredericksburg, Texas, but lives half the year in New York. He was in the building, one of the banking centers right next door to the World Trade Center towers when the first jet slammed into it this morning, then another one slammed into it. He was there as the towers collapsed, dead bodies up to six blocks away, arms, legs, you name it. Another hijacked plane crashed south of Pittsburgh, PA. Officials investigating it, another hijacking with the plane headed towards D.C. They are declaring a THREATCOM level Delta, the highest military threat under THREATCOM Delta. They are loading the nuclear bombs onto the planes. The missiles are ready. Everybody is buzzing around in the streets like bees. Radios and televisions are on. People are absolutely focused into it. We haven't seen something of this magnitude since the Kennedy assassination back in 1963. We were able to get Jim via his cell phone there on the scene amongst all of the carnage. We should be praying for the dead and dying.
Okay.
And praying for this country.
What I'm going to do is Christina Ebersole is going to leave us in about 45 minutes. And then I'm going to play 15, 20 minutes from my show on 9/11. The audio is not the best. I didn't have the original. Somebody uploaded this to the web. It sounds like they recorded it off AM radio. But I'm going to air this in the first 15, 20 minutes of the next hour. Then we'll bring Bob Chapman on from the bottom of the third hour through the new fourth hour that we are doing. So we might want to give him a heads up on that. We do have Christina Ebersole, who just got back from Los Angeles. She's now in New York with us. She is the two-time Tony Award-winning actress and singer. She's been TV shows, movies, number one plays on, there in New York City. And we are just extremely honored to have her. Christina Ebersole, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Before we go anywhere, I just want to point out that you were one of the first. You know, after Charlie Sheen went public, he is the first, the trailblazer, from Hollywood, to go public, and then you were pretty much the second person who had so much to lose and were demonized in the National Enquirer and Page Six, New York Post, and TV and radio, and you were a stalwart, and you marched with us about a year after that, last year in New York. And, Christina, we really owe you a debt of gratitude, Christine, because it is just so amazing what you've done. And I know you don't want kudos, but just that spirit of liberty and truth that you showed is just another example of stopping these people.
Well, I think it's just it's really just sort of a matter of not being afraid of who you are. That's really kind of what I think about it. I sort of see it as a spiritual journey. It's really about standing for the truth, and standing for the truth is standing for who we are, because that's how we were created, and the universe was created in the same way. So that's why if somebody tells you that 2 plus 2 is 5, you know that they're not telling the truth, because you know that 2 plus 2 is 4, because those are the laws of the universe. So that's kind of the way I like to see it. I wrote this political blog based on something that I had, an experience that I had about a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, and I sort of liken the situation that we're all in to the Wizard of Oz.
And so people can read along. It's a, I just got it this morning, just now reading it. It's excellent. So people know where to go read it. We've got a link up on Infowars.com, but so people know where to read it. Give out your actual blog address.
Well, it's on my website, ChristineEbersole.com, which is just one word, you know, and that's ChristineEbersole. A lot of E's in there. And through that website, you can find my blog, and it's called Dining with the Oligarchy. But in that blog, I talk about the Wizard of Oz, because I think that's the perfect metaphor. While Dorothy and the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and the Cowardly Lion are standing before the great and powerful Oz, shaking in their boots, here's the little dog Toto, who just parts the curtain. And just parts the curtain on the truth. Toto's not afraid to part the curtain on the truth. He's not trembling in his boots thinking, oh, my God, what's going to happen if I part the curtain? He just goes, oh, what's behind there? And I think that's what we have lost in this culture that's so inundated with propaganda and this very, very subliminal message of relinquishing control. Because when we know who we are as spiritual warriors created in God's image, when we know who we are and we're not afraid of who we are, just like animals are naturally, animals know who they are just naturally. I mean, they don't even think about it. That we can stand for the truth and not be afraid. So that when somebody says, like I said, oh, 2 + 2 = 5, you go, well, no, it's not, it's 4. Because I know that, because I'm familiar with the laws of the universe. It's that kind of thing. So in this particular case, in this this blog that I wrote, Dining with the Oligarchy, I ended up at this luncheon where I was seated next to Bill Donaldson, who was the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission and was on the committee to reelect George Bush, and was, I found out later through Googling him, was, you know, skull and bones, and a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. But at the time, I had met him at this party from last summer, so I kind of just, I didn't really, I knew his face was familiar, but I didn't connect all the dots. And then when he told me about leaving Washington, I said, oh, that's right, you were chairman of the SEC, you know. So we had started having this conversation. But what prompted it was he told me that he had been down to hear Barack Obama speak. And he said that he really appreciated his economic policies. And I said, well, what did he say, that he was going to get rid of the Federal Reserve and the IRS? And he looked at me kind of strangely, you know, like, well, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, I said that's not even ratified. I said the 16th Amendment isn't even ratified. The federal tax is unconstitutional. Then when I realized who it was, I just patted him on the shoulder. I said, but you know that.
This is amazing breaking news, Christine.
But it was, let me just tell you something. This is the thing, is, but I also like to see it as, you know, when Martin Luther King, and I think I probably mentioned this to you before, Alex, when Martin Luther King would talk about his, you know, the white supremacists, he called them his brothers. He said, they're my sick brothers, but they're my brothers. See, because it's really the brotherhood of man. We know that we are all, when we start thinking other, that's exactly what the New World Order power elites want us to think.
That's what I was saying last hour, that even if the police think that it's them against us and then us against them, they're with the commoners whether they like it or not.
Yeah. And just to interject that, that's another thing is that, you know, whenever I hear whenever I'm in the train station and I hear, you know, if you see something suspicious, any suspicious activity, which just drives me nuts, because I've called these phone numbers before. When I'm on the train and I'm just so sick and tired of hearing this psyop, you know, fear propaganda, I've literally called those phone numbers. And when I called the New Jersey Transit terrorist hotline, I got a message machine. I got an answering machine.
No, exactly.
I'm not kidding.
They
you.
Never answer. It's only to create fear, yeah, to make you think about terrorists creeping around, so you then think of them as the savior.
Yeah. So exactly. That's giving your power away. So when I called the message machine, it literally said this, Alex. It said, if you have any suspicious activity, press 1. For ticketing, press 2. I'm not kidding you. So I press 1, and I leave a message. And I say to these guys, I say, hey, listen, you have any handbooks or anything? Like, because, you know, I don't know, what am I supposed to look for? What is a terrorist? What am I supposed to be looking for? So I was just wondering if that thought maybe that'd be something I could put out to you guys. You might want to have, like, a handbook or something on who to look for terrorists. I mean, and I said, have a nice day. And I went, no, I mean have a safe day. Because, I mean, no one says have a nice day anymore. They all say have a safe day. But anyway, getting back to Bill Donaldson, you know, this guy is a nice guy. He's not a bad guy. He's a nice guy.
Skull and bones. I mean, sure, he worships Satan and did sexual rituals in coffins, but...
Okay, but here's the thing. I don't know to what degree. I really don't know any of that. I mean, I don't know anything about...
But he comes off as a nice guy. He comes off as a nice guy.
Right, he does. But here's the thing, is like... So many of those, if you think about, like, any kind of evil system, like whether it's, you know, apartheid, whether it's segregation, whether it's the Nazi Party, These people are subjected to the order of these few people that are so corrupt and evil.
Christine Ebersol, stay there. Christine, stay there. I want to hear about the rest of your conversation with the overlord in a moment.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's progressing. It's only a matter of time until it's completely taken over our lives. We are entering martial law. Clearly, America has all the signs. There is no time like the present to get prepared by protecting yourself and your family. Find the information you need to arm yourself with an InfoBomb ebook at survivemartiallaw.com. This ebook will tell you everything you need to know about how to prepare and handle living in martial law. The worst part of martial law is the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to stay calm and how to act around controlling troops. Get tips on where to store valuables, emergency food, and what signs to look for. Surviving martial law can be difficult, but it is possible. Arm yourself with knowledge, as this will be the only weapon you will have to protect yourself and your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com. That's SurviveMartialLaw.com. Or call 608-819-8011. That's 608-819-8011 to order this hard-hitting ebook today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Well, the unions have big business plans, and they're going down as a dinosaur. Why, they used to grow food in Kansas, and they want to grow it on the moon if you draw. I can see the day coming when even your whole government is gonna be against
the law. Christine, I think I know where you're going. Our own greedy decisions, the things we do in our lives that we don't see the repercussions of, add to this monster. And then even a lot of the servants in the system have some humanity left and probably don't like what's happening, but they're part of a system of fear. And I think that is the case. But when you're talking about Securities and Exchange Commission, former chairman, Skull and Bones, remember when Bush appointed him, you're talking about a very powerful person. This is big news. Please continue.
I think that's another thing is that you have to understand that, you know, when you're talking about emotional intelligence, that doesn't know any social order. You can be like the scullery maid and have a very high level of emotional intelligence, and you can be the chairman of the blah, 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 and not have that high level of emotional intelligence where there's a cognitive disconnect. And that's where I think 9/11 comes into play, right there. Because people, I think it has a level of emotional, you have to have a certain level of emotional intelligence in order to connect to the events. In other words, what happens is to most people, they have a cognitive disconnect. They cannot believe because they've co-opted their own power for security and safety, and they've reduced themselves to the mind of a child. That's what sheep do. It's reduce yourself to the mind of a child so then you don't take any power or responsibility for your own personal and individual freedom. So I think what was happening with Bill Donaldson, who was a very, very nice person, and but what happens is it's the brainwashed that are brainwashing. It's there, even people at the highest perceived highest levels are just doing what they're told.
Well, they're also good actors. But somebody at that level position is on the inside track, I'll just tell you, because I know how the powers...
I understand that. But
well, I mean, tell us the rest of the story. What happened?
Well, what was interesting what happened was I said to him, he literally said, your thoughts are mind-boggling, because I don't believe that he thought that he'd be sitting next to an actor at a luncheon, you know, talking about these things at such great length. And so, you know, what I said to him was that all of my politics are shaped because of 9/11. That's how my politics are shaped. He said, well, what do you mean? You think that it's some kind of like vast Muslim conspiracy? I said, no, darling. The terrorists are homegrown. They're right here at the highest levels of government. You see, I think it's also my naivete. I didn't realize the level in which he was involved. I just thought, oh,
he probably thought you were like a secret agent or something, totally, totally blowing his cover. So he starts gasping for air, or what happened?
He just said, I wish I could convince you otherwise. That's why he said we have to talk, you know, because I think he was absolutely incredulous, Alex. He just didn't know what to do with what I was, because I wasn't ranting at him. I was just sort of just stating.
No, you're very charming, very powerful presence.
Yeah.
So
I just kept putting my hand on his shoulder and saying, oh, but you know that.
Tell me about it. Tell me what you did.
Well, so that's, you know, it's on the blog that you can have your readers, you know, go to that. But basically the point I'm making is that it's that we just need to be like Toto. And not be afraid to just sort of tell it like it is. And it's not a matter of, you know, I don't think it's a matter for me, anyway, just my style, personal style, is not a matter of ranting, but just sort of saying, oh, you know, the sky really is blue. You know, I know they're telling you it's green, but hey, check it out. Look at it. It's blue. Really?
Now, he also started trying to sell Barack Obama, saying he spoke at Cooper Union, same place Lincoln gave his key speech. They're both from Illinois. But
That's exactly what he did. And I said, well, you know, he's completely bought and sold. I said, he's owned. He's owned by Brzezinski and the Council on Foreign Relations. But see, I didn't know at that time that he was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations.
And what did he say?
I Googled that later. So I went on about the Council on Foreign Relations, you know. But then I also tied it in, the story I tied it in, because, you know, when they had that whole thing about, like, Barack Obama's related to Cheney and Brad Pitt's related to Barack Obama.
Yes.
So I started to do this, my own sort of research into my famous relative, who was this guy named Elihu Root, who was a statesman and Secretary of State and Secretary of War under two administrations, under McKinley and Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, back in the early days. And he was there when the Federal Reserve was created, and he actually spoke on the Senate floor for 3 hours against the Federal Reserve. But what I found out through my research, which was kind of amazing, was here was my ancestor. I was going on and on about the Council on Foreign Relations and the danger of that and how its commitment is just to the New World Order. That's it. That's their allegiance is to the New World Order. You know, elite bankers take all. And it turns out that my ancestor was a founding chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Amazing. Stay there. I want to hear about this on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 8914. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Folks, don't forget, we now have a fourth hour of the radio show. We're not just live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, that's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. That'd be 10 to 2 Mountain, 9 to 1 Pacific. And you can all listen on the Internet, no matter if there's an AM or FM in your area that picks up all four of the hours, or whether they listen on Global Shortwave Satellite, you can always listen to Infowars.com. And there's also the free podcast at Infowars.com. You just go there and click subscribe and copy the code into your MP3 or iPod device, computer, cell phone, and listen to the 3 hours, 4 hours, an hour, whatever, how you want, when you want, where you want. Members of PrisonPlanet.tv don't just get 32-bit audio. They get 64-bit audio directly from the studio. And we now have a video cam in here, a document cam. We play exclusive video clips. Yesterday I played 20-minute sneak peek of my upcoming JFK film. First time ever been seen, only time. There it is, first and only, you know, right there, PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of really two cups of Starbucks coffee, and that makes everything we're doing here possible. And I want to expand what we're doing and improve what we're doing, so please support us. by getting a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. If you haven't, I would encourage you to get one, or if you've had one and let it lapse, you forgot about it, re-up. You know, join for a year, get 3 months free, or do a month-to-month, $5.95. It's a great deal, and it's the hottest thing out there in the info war. Also, you can call toll-free to get all of my films, Endgame, Terror Storm, Loose Change, Final Cut, which is amazing, American Drug War, which I consulted on, which has aired more than 50 times now on Showtime, that my friend Kevin Booth produced. American Drug War, I'm also in it. American Drug War, The Last White Hope. We have met the enemy, and it's our government, is the headline. And they have come and arrested the DEA agent that was in this exposing government drug dealing, and Kevin's getting helicopters over his house and threats. I mean, this is a hot movie. A two-hour film, Tommy Chong, Free Ricky Ross, Judge James Gray, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I mean, it goes on and on. Available at InfoWars.com. Out of the gates at $5 cheaper than you'll find it anywhere else, ladies and gentlemen. $24.95, 3 hours of extras. It's really two or three extra films are on it. Because it was going to be a mini-series on Showtime, and Kevin didn't want to screw around and wait, so he just put it all out as one film. But Showtime's only airing a shorter version that's like 90 minutes. The film you get here is like 2 hours and 3 hours of extras. Again, InfoWars.com to order American Drug War. Show it to everybody. Just because you know the government ships it in doesn't mean everybody else does. Keep the info war going. Discredit these people. Show how it's literally bait to put people in prison making widgets for the big banks that launder the money for the drugs. The toll-free number to call and get it or my other films, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or see it all right now at PrisonPlanet.tv or order it via the safe, secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com. And it is your purchases that make this broadcast possible. Also, go to ChristineEbersole.com, and it's Christine, and then E-B-E-R-S-O-L-E, and she is just... I really count myself lucky to know her and to get to hang out with her in New York and her really friendly, intelligent husband. And we just love her to death and her strength. You were continuing. You got the floor. I mean, tell me. I mean, obviously, it's great to read it in the article, and you've got it detailed. It's long and powerful, but it's better to hear it from you. I mean, break down his responses, the Skull and Bones, former Security Exchange Commission head, Bush's buddy, his minion, involved in overseeing so much of the banking corruption we're now witnessing. Christine, tell us more about it.
Well, this is the point that I wanted to make, Alex, is that, you know, when I was talking about Martin Luther King and he talks about the white supremacists being his brothers, there is no enemy. The enemy is the system. The enemy is the system. And that's what we have to keep our focus on, because to create the other and create an enemy is it doing exactly what the propaganda machines want us to do. There is always, in this business in the United States of America, has always been about creating an enemy. And when you create an enemy, a perceived enemy, you create fear, and then that's how you have control. And you see, so for us to do it conversely and say the enemy is, you know, these individuals that are involved in this kind of a system, that gets us off the track. Then we're still perpetuating that illusion that there's an enemy. The enemy is the system. It's not the individual, because the individual, as individuals, we are created out of the same dirt in God's image, and that our job is to love one another. So it really what it is, it's about instructing people about what the truth is. And so even the oligarchy, even the ones that are in high levels of position, it's really about being able to change the consciousness. It's not about eliminating these people. Of course, it doesn't mean that people aren't have to have responsibility for, and there are consequences for actions. I believe that there are consequences. There should be consequences. But really, the ultimate goal in humanity, with human beings to one another, is to be able to bring consciousness to one another and wake people up to the truth. And the truth is not that we have another enemy, but we have these powerful systems that are taking away, where we have co-opted our power, our absolute blinding light that's within all of us. that we have co-opted that for this, you know.
Well, Christine, I agree with you, and that's why the global architects are such masters, and there's only a few thousand of them. Mm-hmm. They lay out the roads. They lay out the standards for the cell phones to track you. They lay out the laws on the drugs. They are the map makers of the mind. They lay out false maps, and then we follow them. All we've got to do is get outside the cave, outside the box, and see that it's a controlled paradigm, and I'm not even telling people what to think or say or do. I'm saying question. Start questioning.
Take
your power back. Start getting more aggressive about this and just have courage and throw yourself, you know, against the enemy like you did. I mean, why did you decide to go ahead and go public, and then you were attacked, and then you came back again, and now, you know, you're bigger than ever? I mean, God brought you through the storm. I mean, what was that final clicking point when you decided to go public?
Well, I think it was about, again, I was influenced very much by the writings of Martin Luther King when he said to stand for the truth of God is the most important thing a human being can do, come what may. This is the end of life. That our life is not about trying to seek pleasure and avoid pain, but is to stand for the truth. And to stand for the truth means intrinsically that we help one another, because we are all born of truth. We are all built in truth. We are all created from truth, so that we have to help one another realize the truth and be able to be aware of what is true. And what is true is that we are all the sons and daughters of God, because we were created in His image. So that, I know it sounds simple, but what happens is, through this system that we live in, the brainwashing through religion and through our society, that what happens is that Jesus or God is something outside of us, and we're told that it's something we put outside of us, that we have to go through a priest or go through a teacher or go through a person of state to get to this particular truth, and that's where it's all you have to do is click your heels three times and know that it's always been inside of you. But that's what we've forgotten.
Well, the Bible says that humans are made in the image of God, and that what we envision, we can create. And if you look at what was science fiction 100 years ago is now real today, and what was 50 years ago is real today, and 10 years ago is real today, what we envision, we figure out later how to construct. I mean, that is an amazing power, and life is so beautiful and wondrous, and there's so many experiences and so many adventures, and that Madison Avenue then tells us that we're inadequate, and that we've got to have, their products and their system and their pettiness, or they sell us the fraud of there's boogeymen under every table. Give up all your freedom because the terrorists hate your freedom. I mean, it isn't 2 + 2 = 4. You're right. It's basic lies. Their basic logic is a fraud.
That's right. So that when they tell you that two buildings, 210-story steel buildings, fell in 10 seconds on their own footprint after burning from 45 minutes because of jet fuel? No, I don't think that's the truth. Why do we know that's not the truth? Because it's in defiance of the laws of the universe. That's like saying, that's, again, it's this mythology that we grow up on. You know, this big fat guy in a red suit is going to squeeze down a 9-inch pipe. Doesn't matter if there's a fire in the fireplace or not, after parking a 2,000-pound, play on your roof with 8 reindeer eating carrots waiting for him to come upstairs, and then he delivers presents under your tree, but only if you are sleeping. That is the perfect metaphor, because when you're awake, you see that mom and dad are arguing about the instructions they couldn't get, couldn't understand on the present that they bought you. You see, so that's what the whole, and he knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake, which means be asleep. And that's the brainwashing that we are constantly fed.
No, I know. I mean, I refuse to tell my children Santa Claus is real, and they get around their friends and other people, and they come back and go, no, they say it's real. But I'm not going to start with delusional lies from the beginning with them. It's just like when I was about 2.5, one of my first memories, my parents, they were nice, I'm not bashing them, were showing me, on the bricks, with the spaces, with the mortar, like that was the chimney. See, he comes down here. And I said, but he's too fat to come down there. And not that I'm smart, but I instinctively...
Yes, you were smart. You figured it out already. I, I made the mistake of telling my kids that there was Santa Claus, but then it got really out of hand because my little one said, you know, wanted some extravagant present. I said, well, that's too much money. He says, don't worry, Mom. You don't have to pay for it. Santa Claus could get it for you. I was like, well, Santa Claus needs money. We have to give Santa Claus money.
Well, Christine, I'm not saying you're bad either for doing it. It's just that...
No, I know, but it's like, you know, I figured it out, you know, after the fact. That it's, yeah, that it's, but I'm illustrating Santa Claus for the example of just the kind of brainwashing that goes on. And, you know, I mean, I think when I was a kid, you know, I can literally, you know, tell you right now verbatim a poem I wrote when I was 9 years old called The Communist Rhyme about all the bad guys, you know, that are in the communist countries, all the bad leaders. And that's another thing. So you just grow up thinking that. So now when the communism fell.
They replace it with the new boogeyman.
Yeah. So now, and this is even better.
I'll tell you what, I want to hear this rhyme. I want to hear the actress Christina Ebersole do it.
Okay.
Keep calling you Christina. Christine Ebersole. Go ahead.
Yeah. Do you want me to hear it now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Ulbricht is made out of all brick. Khrushchev is made out of cheese. Mao Tse-tung is just a little dumb, but what can rhyme with these? Tito and Castro are bad, you see, but all of them are big boogers to me.
me. You're cute. That is so funny.
Me, isn't it? All those people are dead now, but yeah, that's it.
Now,
and I think I got a good grade on that, too.
Now,
it was like, you know, I was patted on the head. Aren't you good for creating this rhyme about all the bad people, you know?
Meanwhile, those bad people were all to a one funded by the globalist.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Christine,
right.
Let's get into 9/11. Jesse Ventura's gone public on this show, blew up, mm-hmm. National TV, Fox, CNN, Associated Press, hundreds of papers. Willie Nelson went public here, saying it was an inside job, TV, awesome. Radio, all over. Margaret Chow, a show, went public here. One of the top Japanese parliamentarians went public. We got Andres von Bülow coming up Monday. You know, he's already gone public, former defense minister, but now he's going even more public with a million inside job. The former Italian president, highly respected, 7 years president, former head of their intelligence agency, says that the New World Order carried out the attacks of the U.S. and Israel, to be precise. All these people are going public. All these people are speaking out. I mean, it really is a building towards, you know, bigger and bigger finales that just take us to a new level. But yes, my fingers to the wind, my ears to the ground. I see that if we just all intensify our efforts, we can really expose this and bring the criminals to justice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's also when you talk about this, it's really interesting to note that a lot of this can be made a non-issue by the mainstream media. Which I find are the biggest culprits of all in perpetuating this propaganda and this, you know, and bringing the New World Order into being. Because when you talk about this, well, do we find this on mainstream television? I mean, that it keeps repeating, or that, you know, they parade them forward as another one of those nutcases and then demonize them, trash them on television. Is that what's happening?
Well, you know, they're trying to trash, but not anymore. They're cowering to Ventura. He went on Fox, and basically O'Reilly, I mixed them together, Sean Hannity, Sean Vanity, as some call him, was just dumbfounded and couldn't even respond.
Really?
And then O'Reilly backed off and didn't do a pinhead segment like he did on Willie Nelson, because I know that blew up in his face. He didn't do a pinhead section that I know of on mm-hmm. Ventura. And so, no, they're now looking, when you see them on TV against these people, they're looking scared. They're looking freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost speechless now because you look at the polls, the vast majority know we've been lied to.
Right.
And that takes away their favorite little tool of carrying out the attacks and then posing as our saviors.
Mm-hmm. Well, it also, too, the other thing is we have to understand is that the American flag is our faith. That has become the nationalist faith. And that's another way how, you know, religion has been co-opted, you know, and brought into this bigger, you know, propaganda and mythology venue, is that, you know, to speak against the government is to speak against God. That's really the way they put it. I mean, you know, you see David Ray Griffith go on television and you see Sean Hannity saying that it's a sin for him to say that the government lied about 9/11.
Yeah, it's making it a religion. It is a religion. Believing the government, believing the lies. I mean, the way they seduce conservatives to accept gun control, open borders, now, and all they've got left is just hating Arabs. And then meanwhile, you explain that the government's funding the few Wahhabist real terrorists and using them to attack Iran. And then Petraeus and McCain say, no, Shiites are now Al-Qaeda. And they just said that in the Senate hearings, and now the media is saying, okay, I guess Shiites are Al-Qaeda. Instead of McCain getting in trouble for saying that, they're just saying, he said, yes, they are Al-Qaeda. And then now the media is saying, okay, I guess Shiites are Al-Qaeda. I mean, it was kind of like a month ago when the economy was plunging and the dollar was plunging, as it's plunged even more now. They asked the White House press secretary, they said to her, is the dollar dropping in value? Please, the White House needs to tell us. And she said, I'm not allowed to tell you that. I'll be fired. Like we need the White House to tell us, like we're two-year-olds, if the dollar's falling, we can just look at the index. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see what I mean? It's like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's
crazy.
They
won't even say we're in a recession, will they?
No, they say where they still say we're not.
That's right.
And so because they won't say we are, people then debate whether we're... It's like they control reality.
Unbelievable. That is such a great point, Alex.
Christine Ebersole. Well, thank you. Stay there. I'm going to come back to more about 9/11. Your ideas are moving forward. Are you going to be in New York on 9/11? That might cinch it for me to go up there if you're going to be there. I still haven't decided. And so much more. ChristineEbersole.com. Ebersole is EBERSOLE.com. Or just Google Christine Ebersole and you'll find her website. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I got Bob Chapman joining us 20 minutes into the next hour, into the fourth hour, the new special overdrive hour, because I want to break down what the Federal Reserve engineering this financial collapse, consolidating, what it means when they're going to take over the other regulatory federal agencies, including the Securities and Exchange Commission. One private group running it all to run the next big bubble. And then I guess that after the next calamity, they'll then declare themselves God. You know, we did it, we engineered it, now we get more power. Because the general public doesn't know how the system operates. I'm also going to play, before he joins us, 15 minutes or so from my 9/11 broadcast, where I say they're going to attack us with anthrax. I have an engineer on who was at Ground Zero who said that it looked like bombs in the buildings collapsing. All of that. I mean, this is just the first 20 minutes or so of the show. I'm going to air it for you because we found it again, thanks to a listener. Christine Ebersole, I want to get you back up in the near future, you know, instead of just once a year. I really appreciate your time, your energy, your passion. And I know I keep saying that. I mean, I really do. From my family to yours, thank you for your courage. Thank you for what Christine Ebersole did. Because you were the second person for Charlie Sheen when they tried to drag him through the mud and demonize him. And now it's you came out, and now many other Hollywood people have come out. And it makes it easier and easier for more now to speak up. And people see that courage, not just in entertainment and in the arts, but in business, in finance, in government, in engineering. And so you really are a trailblazer, Christine.
Well, thank you, Alex. And you are, too. And I really appreciate the work that you do.
In the 3 or 4 minutes left we've got, any other points or ideas you want to impart to the audience?
Well, I think that the main defense that with people that can't get on board the 9/11 truth train is that people say that, you know, too many people would have to know in order for this. In other words, this too many people would have to know that were involved in 9/11. But again, it gets, you know, I get back to that story, but it's the brainwashed that are doing the brainwashing. It's the people, it's this society that we live in, that people don't learn to think for themselves, and they've absolutely given all of their power away. And I was just wanted to end this story by my brother, who you know, we talk about 9/11 a lot, and he has a little trouble getting on board. You know, he's always saying to me, "But Chris, I'll keep an open mind." Well, he calls me from Disney World. He said, "Chris, I am in the happiest place on earth, and I'm going through the turnstile, and they want to fingerprint me." I said, "What?" He said, "No, they want to fingerprint me, and everyone's blindly going through and sticking their finger through this laser thing, and they're all happily on their way to the, you know, get the popcorn and take the rides." I said, "What did you do?" He says, "I refused." I said,
now, by the way, when they first did that 5 years ago, they would say no. Now, for those that say no, they let you through. But it's the cattle thing, like going into the showers.
Yeah.
They just don't think.
What database?
Yes.
Which is all, you know, the bear, you know.
But it also Pavlovianly trains you. A lot of schools come scan the kids to get school lunches, elementary, or to get library books, or go to the tanning salon, or gym, or bookstore.
Yeah.
It's all for the cashless society. Then they track everywhere you go. They turn your cash cred off if you aren't serving the New World Order. Or if they say you haven't paid your 85% tax bracket. It's total control. And so did that wake your brother up?
Well, that's what I mean. See, it's the, if you think of 9/11 as the epicenter of truth, as the epicenter of the New World Order, of the catalyst that they needed in order to galvanize the people and to make them afraid and to giving up their civil liberties, then when these things start happening, when you start to question these things, like, well, why am I being fingerprinted to go into the happiest place on earth? Then you think, ah, you see, it ends the confusion. When you stand in truth and you know the truth and the truth sets you free, then you're not so confused as like, oh, of course this is, because this is all leading us into total world domination and complete control of us.
Well, when they take people in Fallujah, they thumb scan them, and when I videotaped the Marines training to put us in camps in 99, they were fingerprinting us, and that's the control grid. Christine, stay there. We'll be back in 70 seconds. I want to say bye to you on air. Here we go.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.